Hello and welcome to Whispering Ned's prompt number 90. And this week's prompt. I'll start again. Welcome to Whispering Ned's prompt number 90. We're into the nervous 90s. The naughty 90s, the naughty 1990s, oh pointy bird, oh pointy, anoint my head, a 1990. Do you remember that from The Man with Two Brains, the Steve Martin film, remember that? That was funny, that, wasn't it? Dr. Hefe. Anyway, this week's prompt is absurdity, gibberish. I did have something else planned. Kind of been studying it all day, thinking how I can do it and construct it. And then I've just fucked it off at the last minute and I've decided to do this one instead. So I'll do that another time. So yeah. So I'll read a poem by Arthur Sleep, that knobhead Arthur Sleep. It's called The Ghouls of Hokum. Gopher Mernaval, hi. Hope we convey, avid bikers. Quisby the friar who munched rugs by suckling piglets. Thine crackling swine, dripping gelatinous ecclesiastical sap, alludes to scuba cobras spitting in the sea. Razzing rasps of viper spittle poisoned in the wake of snake surf. Odd gods in Iuka Tishomingo, the battle of the cufflinks where Zebu Aphid be the victor, David the Aphid defeated. Thought. Thawed by 8 revs of craggy glass. Cup his balls and ebb scow pegged one. Befoul the shingle, weighty hokum. A bevy owed, a belly button incensed, they vowed pithier epochs. For what footlight shroud arises and sighs, lurking ghoulish, honing rich Virgos in Vegas. Aquarius Argos consumers content with an ervent to flee like a flea to be free. Adieu to the ghouls for urging Christy Berg's ego burgers. The O for goes his halo. Divvy up the slippages of fat loins to emerged, all gelled and smug. Morn horn jabbets blow, wrapping up the quartz cabal. Rancorous hip lunch flat one side, spongy holy other, blobby butter seepage on the trumpets. What the fuck does he want with crumpets? I'm gonna curl one in his gob. So, I don't know what that was about. What was he on? What